Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Wednesday, November 1st, 2023. The tarot card for today is the Five of Wands, and this one is by Cyber Monomore. And if you've been following along, you might notice the difference in that this card is labeled in English, whereas most of the deck is labeled in French. So, welcome to November. It's going to be a very interesting month, by the way. It'll have its good moments, and it will have its somewhat scary moments. And speaking of scary, this card, right? At first glance, it seems that way, doesn't it? All right, because these guys look ferocious, and it hasn't been that long since we've seen the Five of Wands. As a matter of fact, it was only October 24th. For some reason, there's a lot of that going on here in the beginning of November, where we are seeing a much sooner reappearance of a card that we just saw the last couple weeks. As your day begins, you're still working with the Gemini moon, and it will be square to Venus and square to Neptune. So, yeah, this Five of Wands kind of has a bit of a feeling of conflict to it. Venus being all about love and money. So whatever happens there, you know, things you might be considering, right? Just keep an eye on them. And remember, moon aspects pass quickly. Now, around dinner time, the moon's going to move into Cancer, which is home to the moon. It's a little more emotional, but it's definitely much more comfortable. And that moon will trine a very, very powerful Saturn, which will be going direct in 3 days at 0 degrees Pisces. So, can really put you in the right headspace, both mentally and emotionally. You know, when I looked at these guys the first time I saw them there coming up today, I was like, oh my goodness, right? When I came back again, I kind of got the feeling that it's like, you know, not bragging rights, but who can boast louder than whom? Right? Question is, if you encounter this type of a situation today where, you know, someone is trying to outdo someone else, you know, with whatever their story is about, their, I don't know, conquest or whatever, do you partake or do you try to outdo them? It doesn't feel like there's a winner here, if this is the case, but even though, you know, we pass the eclipses and everything, we have so much powerful energy going on right now. And when you look around, there's so much going on in the world. I think you're going to see the conflict and the shouting matches and things of that nature, you know, and that's putting it nicely. But it's there. You've got Mars in Scorpio. You've got Saturn at 0 degrees, a very powerful 0 degrees because it's stationing. You've got the effects of the lunar eclipse from the other day. Oh, my goodness. I mean, there's just too much going on. So, if there are any hotheads, if there are any hot-button moments, you know, do your best to not escalate it. I think that's going to be a very key importance today. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.